AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate is expected to vote this evening on the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the majority Republicans are ignoring the fact that some 60 million people have already voted in the presidential election.
The Republican majority is ignoring, even laughing at their wishes. Despite what the American people want and who they will vote for, this Republican majority is ramming this nomination through.
President Trump is expected to celebrate with a swearing-in event at the White House after that late evening vote. Trump, while campaigning in Pennsylvania, again said his administration is making progress on the coronavirus pandemic, even with rising infections and deaths in a majority of the states.
A Johns Hopkins tally shows coronavirus deaths are rising in the U.S. Campaigning in Pennsylvania, the president said,
"We're doing a great job. We are absolutely rounding the corner."
Joe Biden has said the White House has waved the white flag on the virus.
No, he has. He's waved a white flag on life. He doesn't leave his basement. This guy doesn't leave his basement. He's a pathetic candidate.
Joe Biden was also in Pennsylvania, not far from his home in Delaware.
"We're going to be traveling, continue to travel. But the big difference between us and the reason why it looks like we're not traveling, we're not putting on super spreaders."
The numbers show newly confirmed infections per day are rising in 47 states and deaths are up in 34. I'm Ed Donahue.
Now Hurricane Zeta is taking a familiar track over the Yucatan Peninsula and on to the central U.S. Gulf Coast. Forecasts call for Zeta to move over the Yucatan late tonight before heading into the Gulf of Mexico, then approach the U.S. by Wednesday, though it could weaken by then. This is AP News. Some 60,000 people have been told to evacuate their homes in the Santa Clarita area outside Los Angeles. Jeff Fussner says he and his family have a plan should they need to leave their home.
"Usually we kind of have some emergency bags set aside, and if it gets really bad and we need to evacuate, we usually go over to the other side of town where my in-laws are at, so we have a safe place to go."
About 355,000 power customers, estimated at about 1 million people, are in the dark in the northern part of the state. As officials warn, it could be the strongest winds in California for the year. It's a day off in the World Series, not a travel day, since the series will resume tomorrow night in Arlington, Texas. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a 3-2 lead after Clayton Kershaw beat the Tampa Bay Rays last night for the second time in 6 days. With one more victory, the Dodgers could claim their first title since 1988. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.